You know, it's been about 3 months since the state kicked off a program to help families with rent and mortgage payments. Several counties offer similar CARES money rent relief programs. We checked in with Denise Asere Matsubara, Executive Director of the Hawaii Housing Finance and Development Corporation. The state's latest numbers show that it's approved some $47 million in applications and has actually disbursed some $30.7 million in checks. Duplicate applications have added to the processing delays, as well as the reluctance of some landlords to provide tax information to those processing the applications.
We're entering our 12th week of the program, and it's been nonstop, go, go, go. We've helped about roughly 7,100 households.
So we're making progress.
We're making progress. I mean, they are going, kicking it as best as they can. And you're going to recall this program was a heavy lift for us, right? We're the agency whose core mission is to finance and develop large-scale affordable housing projects. So we had to create a brand new program from scratch in a very short amount of time for rent subsidy, right? So very different. It's a shift. It was a very heavy lift. The legislature had asked us for help. You know, we gladly want to help the community and we want to be good partners with the legislature, but obviously far away from our core. And then $100 million, right? That's a staggering amount of money. And it's difficult to spend down responsibly in an accountable way in a short amount of time. And especially when you're dealing with individual $1,500, $2,000 checks at a time.
Well, the first of the month is just around the corner, and so I know people are anxious to see those checks. You had a couple of nonprofits that were helping you dole out the money, and I think when we first talked, I think they had actually sent out checks pretty quick.
So the two nonprofits that are administering the program are Catholic Charities Hawaii and Aloha United Way.
Do you have a handle on, you know, how things have been going for those who have applied, let's say, for the neighbor islands?
So, yeah, we'll get to the neighbor islands in a minute, but a couple of the initiatives that the nonprofits had to do was they really had to staff up. And then for Catholic Charities, space was becoming an issue, so we had to set up an off-site support processing center for them where they have fully taken advantage of and have staffed up. So for the neighbor islands, roughly I can tell you the numbers are running with Oahu, of course, having the most applications, but Maui has about 16% of the approved applications with about 1,700 applications approved for payment, and the running down to Hawaii County with the smallest amount of close to 500 applications or 4.7% of the total applications approved. And that stands to reason because Hawaii County and the city and county of Honolulu had their own separate rent relief programs, right?
Yeah, so talk about that. There was a concern that you didn't want people to double dip.
I'm glad you brought that up because one of the primary reasons for the delays is now this check for duplication, especially because two of the counties have very similar programs going on at the same time. And the number of duplicate applications, according to the nonprofits, have been actually a lot larger than anticipated, sometimes up to 30, a little bit past 30%.
And the thing with these checks, you know, you have the renters that are making the ask, but those checks go directly to the landlords, and the landlords have to be able to provide information like tax returns, right?
That is correct. So as far as delays go, that is another primary source of delay. The nonprofits, both Catholic Charities and Aloha United Way, have reported difficulty in getting landlords to respond or participate in the program. And there seems to be some reluctancy to provide the required tax information.
Well, what do you think's happening there?
You know, I don't want to comment on there, but that I can just tell you that that appears to be one of the primary reasons, according to the nonprofits, that is cause for some hesitation and some of the reluctancy in participating. It's just the unwillingness to provide the required tax information.
Is the concern that maybe they weren't declaring some of this income on their taxes?
I don't want to comment and make an assumption, but I can just tell you that just the requirement of the tax information and finding that a good percentage of the landlords are actually private individual landlords, that has been, you know, the source of this delay.
I'm trying to figure out, they're the ones that get the check. So, you know, why wouldn't you be forthcoming with some of this info?
Yes, a source of the concern and a source of just really the surprise being experienced by both nonprofits is just the degree and the numbers of landlords that have been unwilling to respond or participate.
But then the poor renter, you know, is concerned about that big bill that
exactly.
he or she owes the landlord, and if that person is unemployed, where are you going to get the money?
Exactly. And so we're hoping that the landlords and the tenants will come together, you know, somehow. And then we also pay for mediation services, so we're hoping that some of them take advantage of that.
Is there anything else that you want to share just with our listeners if there is somebody out there that's waiting?
You know, if we could provide some clarity and perspective. First, you know, the numbers that are out there, beginning with the $100 million for the program, it's really $84 million because that's what was carved out by the nonprofits for direct assistance. The balance, you know, has to cover their cost to administer the program. And then the number of applications is another focal point, and we really just want to concentrate on the numbers left to go to the finish line. And right now, you know, we've been working closely with Joe Tokuda of the Hawaii Data Collaborative, and it's determined that there's about roughly 6,000 applications left to go in the next 4 weeks. So, you know, this is all contingent on two key variables, the rate of processing by the two nonprofits and the average check amount being disbursed. So those are the two key variables, and that's what's going to determine how fast and when we get to the finish line. You know, to the folks that are still waiting for assistance, we really, really appreciate your patience. Anyone that wants to know the status of their applications can do so online by visiting either the Catholic Charities Hawaii or Aloha United Way website at auw.org or catholiccharitieshawaii.org. And they have a simple status check where folks can check, you know, where their application is at. What we want to convey to the people of Hawaii is that many of us here and at the partner agencies have friends and families that are affected by the COVID pandemic in terms of their employment. And so a lot of us have a deep commitment, and all the staff here at HHFDC, as well as partner agencies, are giving their heart and soul to this program and will continue to do everything they can to help the community. We really wish we could get the money out faster, but it takes time to do so in a responsible fashion. So we just thank everyone for their patience. For those landlords out there, we really urge you to respond when you get a call or you get an email from Catholic Charities or Aloha United Way. They're reaching out to you. Please pick up the phone or respond to their email. They're trying to help you, and all they're trying to do is get the missing information so that they can process and get payments cut. Please respond. Know that we're working hard. We're going to do everything we can to help the community.
That was Denise Asari Matsubara, director of the Hawaii Housing Finance and Development Corporation. The state says to date its mortgage program has helped more than 400 homeowners across the state.